Hey everyone, welcome to our podcast. Well, today is Super Bowl Sunday, and we just wanted to talk about Super Bowl Sunday. So,
Super Bowl Sunday usually falls on a Sunday, and is often followed by a Monday throughout all of history. Anything else to
add? Yeah, typically. And now I know what you're thinking. Who do we think's gonna win the Super Bowl? And I'll go first, and then Ben will say, and we'll explain. So I'm going with the Rams for Super Bowl 53. And why, you ask? Well, that's a very good question. A lot of people think the Pats are going to win. No, that is not so. I just think the Rams are so dominant on offense and so dominant on defense with Aaron Donald and Jared Goff behind the wheel there. And, on defense, Aaron Donald's pretty much got things covered as far as interceptions and blocking go. And on offense, Jared Goff and Todd Gurley have the wheel right there. So I definitely think that the Rams are going to take it. They're so dominant on offense and defense. And I just think they're going to have enough mental momentum, because I think they know that the entire country is with them and everyone hates the Patriots, and they kind of have to win, you know? So here's Ben with his opinion.
In my opinion, I believe that the Patriots are not a very... I mean, they're a decent team, but... But the average person... This is not like the Patriots.
We
seem to be having some technical difficulties.
No, it's not technical difficulties. It's just we got someone in the back cheering because he's playing NHL with some other guy. So.
Okay, and yeah, I think that the Rams are a cool team, and that they should do good. But honestly, Patty Mahomes is the coolest out of everybody. And he was cool.
Let's talk about that. Do you or do you not think that he should have won the MVP? I'll go first and then you can go. I don't think that he should have won the MVP, and I'll tell you why. Okay, he had one...
You're saying that word shit. I'm going to go eat a chip.
All right. He had one good season, all right? So, you got to pick a player for MVP who has, like, more of a legacy kind of type, you know? So, like, a Drew Brees kind of guy, or even, like, a Jared Goff who succeeded last year but didn't get to go all the way, or even, like, a...
Hey, Sven, shut up, do your stupid thing!
Even...
Your shape test is Sven.
Even, like, a, maybe a...
Which one's the circle again?
Maybe, like, a... No... I'd say probably more of a, I hate the Patriots, but probably like more of a Julian Edelman, or maybe even most likely a Todd Gurley. I would definitely say Todd Gurley had that MVP squared away. Here's Ben.
Over here. Okay, I'm going to hit Andrew up with a quick gnaw, son. Because, Patty Mahomes, he was on my fantasy football team because, I really had a connection with him. At the first time, it was near, fifth or sixth draft, right pick. And so, at this point, there were not too many good options to pick from. And so then I'm looking down the list and I see this guy, Patty Mahomes. I mean, I've heard of him, haven't heard of him much. No one's really talking about him at that point. But you know what? I thought that his name, it looked kind of cool, like... Mahomes, I don't know, but so, I picked him, and you know what, everyone was making fun of him, because he looked like a soccer player, and also, he didn't have a single career touchdown, but you know what, I believed in my boy, okay, everyone was dissing on me, and I picked him still. Now, but Patrick Mahomes, well, he may have not been, obviously, like, the best player in the NFL. I would say that he is the most improved overall player. And I think that is the reason that he deserves MVP.
Now let me ask you this, Ben. How'd your fantasy team do this year?
I'm gonna be honest. The draft, it wasn't in my favor. I'm gonna be real. I got last pick. Not necessarily a good thing. And so, my picks weren't necessarily good.
Originally, what was supposed to be four kickers and a dream was then demoted to three kickers and a dream because apparently you can't have four kickers.
Yeah, that's
one of the main reasons that I lost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm sure you would have done better if you had four kickers.
Yeah, obviously. Mm-hmm. But so yeah, I'm disappointed.
Silly question: is Sean McVay, coach of the Rams, not the most intimidating dude you've ever seen?
He's special. That's my opinion. I think he can be intimidating. Oh, you just ripped ass, didn't you?
Nope.
Okay, I'm putting on my gas mask. So this might be a bit muffled, by the way. So pretty much, I believe personally.
All right. Well. That's all the time we have for today. Please join us next time on this channel called 6 Minute Podcast. Please join us next time. Thank you and good night.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.